At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot, we your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Hey, yo, what's good, baby? What's good, what's good, what's good? We welcome you in here. It is Tuesday, November 18th. It's D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barlin.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
KC's out today.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live. The worst slums of alongside my executive producer.
What are you doing with him?
Man, we are up and rolling. It's Tuesday, man. So, you know, Trista Crick will be with us coming up in the 2 o'clock hour. She's going to spend some time with us talking hoop today since I'm riding solo. And, of course, our man Jason Jones will be with us in the final hour of the show. It'll be nice to talk to Jason for a bit with no bickering. It'll be fun. A fun conversation there with the insiders talking about I hate that. You know, when you're a bad basketball team, and it's not even being a bad basketball team, really, it's being a bad franchise, and it doesn't matter if it is a basketball franchise or a football franchise. Like, Raiders fans are living through this, too. Shout out to our man, Filthy McNasty. He's a Raiders fan and a Kings fan. Shout out to all the Raider fans who were at Sky River Casino last night, even though they were outnumbered by Cowboys fan. A lot of them were saying the same thing, man. It is tough to be a fan of the Las Vegas Raiders and the Sacramento Kings. And you're constantly finding ways, you're constantly trying to find ways to improve your basketball team, to improve your football team, to improve your favorite sports franchise, right? You're trying to find different ways to make everything better. Is it through the draft? Is it creating cap space, free agency, trades? And you know, cap space, you know, this was kind of the crux of a conversation we were having with the insiders as James and Kyle presented this Bill Simmons Who Says No deal that involved, like, Anthony Simons, the Celtics, the Clippers getting Zach LaVine. Ultimately, what it was is the Kings acquiring $70 million in expiring contracts. And there is tremendous value in that. Because it opens up the possibility of what you can do with it. The problem is, for the better part of 40 years, this has been a horribly run organization, with the exception of what we'll stretch it past the playoff years and say a 10-year stretch. So 10 of the 40 years in existence, the Sacramento Kings have been run with competence. 10 out of 40 years. Now, I don't know how that equates to, say, Chicago. I don't know how that number equates to the Clippers. I don't know how that number equates to other franchises in the NBA. But I know the lean years here have been really, really lean. And the question of, like, how do you fix them? How does it get better? Are constantly raised. And proponents of, you know, tanking, organizational tanking, selling off contracts, losing, acquiring draft picks, cap space, all of that stuff will say, well, that's never been done here. And sometimes the most attractive option is the option you don't know. And that's perfectly fair because we've tried these other options. We've tried the quick fix options. We've tried acquiring veterans. We've got this just mixed matched roster that doesn't really equate to anything here now. And those tank proponents are like, this doesn't work. And they're right. It doesn't. But man, when you go that route of selling off contracts, when you go that route of organizational tanking, when you go that route of not putting forth perhaps your best effort for that season or seasons, things can get dicey and you better execute it perfectly. And the most frustrating part about this is you can approach this like here's what's best for the franchise. We go with this the trade that the insiders had from Bill Simmons, where you get these $70 million worth of contracts coming off your books next season. All right, in theory, okay, you have the ability to maneuver. Now, doesn't mean you can. Doesn't mean there's a move out there for you to make. It doesn't mean there's a disgruntled star that you can acquire. It doesn't mean there's a bad contract that you could take back and get draft picks with it. It just means you have the ability to do so. But as we all know, you have a really impatient owner. So the thing that often strikes me about people who want this basketball team to tank are the same people who hate the owner of this basketball team. And to tank, you have to put a full amount of trust that the owner will allow this process to play out. And there is no point in what, 13, 14 years that would make, that should make anybody believe Vivek Ranadive would allow a plan to play out. And that's the tough part. That's truly one of the most difficult parts for Scott Perry, is he has to convince free agents. He has to convince agents across the league. Hey, this is our plan. I'm in charge. No one else is in charge. Not him, not her, not them, no one but me. And this team you see in front of you. And that helps from the free agent standpoint. And trade standpoint, that doesn't matter. Long as everybody is getting what they want in the proposal, you're good. It's just, it is such a fine line to walk. And the fact that we are discussing this 14 games into the season is the most difficult part about all of this stuff. I figured at some point there was going to be a conversation, even if I thought, even as I did think, the Sacramento Kings would probably be competing for a play-in spot, which if you look at the Western Conference, that conversation is far from over, because it's just the bottom portion of the Western Conference is bad. In fact, it's a stark contrast to the East. We'll get to that a little bit later. And I figured at some point, even if the Kings were competing for a play-in spot, we'd be having this conversation, because it feels like we're headed towards, barring some extreme movement, and this was the conversation before the season started, we're probably headed towards, and James talked about this a lot, we're headed towards 2 years of nothing. We're headed probably for a full year here that we're living in right now, in which a very limited amount can be done. Now, I'm of the belief a lot more can be done this offseason, namely because Zach LaVine's contract becomes an expiring contract next season. And even if you don't like Domantas Sabonis, it becomes a little bit more easy to digest when you only have 2 years of that contract. And again, Domas is a good basketball player. I think Domas is a really good basketball player. It's just there seems to be this prevailing thought that, well, you got to have all of the perfect pieces around him. You got to have this, and you got to have that, and you got to have that. And once you have all that, voila, it'll be perfect. I don't know who can operate like that. I don't know what franchise can afford that. We bring up the Golden State Warriors a lot because that's a franchise that probably can. You have one of the greatest players to ever exist on that team. You have inarguably the greatest shooter of all time on that team. You have Jimmy Butler. It remains to be seen what exactly Jimmy Butler is going to be this season, but we know that Jimmy Butler went on as a great basketball player. You have a stable organization. You've got Steve Kerr, even though he's in the final year of a contract. You have pieces in place where you can go, if Domas needs something perfect, we have it here. But it becomes a lot more easy to see fits for him when he has 2 years left on his deal versus three, meaning this year and then two more after it. Because if it fails this year, if you're a team that acquires him and it fails this year, you're looking ahead like, well, what do we got to do this offseason to make it better? Whereas if you acquire him this offseason, it's like, all right, we're going to give this a shot. Oh, it failed. Well, it's all right because we only have 1 year left of his contract. And even then, it's going to be an expiring contract. So it's going to be really, really sexy for somebody. So we'll be able to make this work one way or another. But how do the Kings maximize all of this? And having this conversation when you have your 15th game of the season taking place tomorrow night against the world champion Oklahoma City Thunder, that sucks, man. Then you have a moment that we think, certainly not official. James Hamm did report on this yesterday, and he spoke in great detail about it, not only with the insiders this morning, but with D'Lo and Casey yesterday afternoon, that it appears Keegan Murray will be on the road in Oklahoma City tomorrow. But in all likelihood, he's going to make his debut on Thursday, the second night of a back-to-back, when they take on a Memphis Grizzlies team who isn't very good either right now. They've lost four straight. They're 4-10. They're looking to get whatever their season is on track. And that might not be something that's headed their way. They've got this John Morant situation looming over them. And man, there are mouthpieces out there talking that Memphis is willing to work this out with Ja. There's mouthpieces out there saying that Ja doesn't want to be a part of what Memphis is doing anymore. But you have a team that is in a bit of a cluster right now. And it's like, okay, well, it's not quite the irresistible force meets the immovable object, but one of these teams has to win. And you have Keegan Murray's debut looming over that game. And you talk about a high-pressure situation. You think back to last year, you know, Devin Carter, is admittedly unfair as I've been to Devin Carter in his short time as a professional basketball player, you know, we were furious that Monty McNair drafted a player that wasn't going to be available for this basketball team. Not even, you know, the conversation at the beginning of last year wasn't even about drafting at the wrong position, doing all this. It was like you drafted a player who can't even play for you and you desperately need guys to play for you. Then you have a point where Devin Carter finally goes to debut and he's not even playing for the coach who drafted him. And it put this pressure like, oh, Devin Carter, you're going to have to get out there and show us something. Devin Carter is yet to really show us anything. And that's obviously a much different case than what Keegan Murray is potentially walking into on Thursday night. But there's going to be pressure on Keegan Murray. This constant rotation of changing starting lineups has largely been because of Keegan Murray's lack of being available. The fact that Keegan Murray has been hurt since, you know, near the end of training camp. And so all eyes are locked on, okay, what's this going to mean? My art, less on Keegan Murray, though I'm anxious to see what we believe will be his debut on Thursday. I'm anxious to see the follow-up. Is my assessment correct that the reason that the starting lineup keeps changing is because of Keegan Murray being out? Or does Keegan Murray return and Doug just continues to change the lineup? Because 12 different starting lineups in 14 games is not a recipe for success, though I did make the argument, and I do think it's valid, that the only shakeup he's made to the lineup is Russell Westbrook for Dennis Schroeder. That has benefited Dennis Schroeder immensely over the last two games. The rest of them have been Zach LaVine is out, Domantas Sabonis is out, Zach LaVine and Domantas Sabonis is out. We're starting Precious. We're starting Russ at the four. We're starting DeMar at the four. We're just constantly like trying something different. And with Keegan back, I feel like that settles down. Unless Doug decides he needs to make an example out of somebody. And how that works will be quite interesting because there's a lot of ways to break down the final minutes of the San Antonio Spurs game. Zach LaVine did not play in the fourth quarter. The group that was on the floor cut the lead down to six. And we talked yesterday about the fine line you have to walk when you're a head coach and you've got a team that has cut a deficit and has made a run and has put you back in a game that you weren't in. And how long do you ride with those guys before going back to your starters or before making a substitution or before, you know, trying to bring someone in who could potentially, you know, take that 5-point deficit, 4-point deficit, whatever it is to a 2-point lead. It is a difficult line to walk. And if you pull the trigger too late, that 5-point deficit is suddenly a 10-point deficit and it's all for naught anyways. And you could make the argument that that's what happened against the San Antonio Spurs. That 5-point deficit became a 10-point deficit really, really quick. And Doug felt like, well, maybe there's no point in doing this now. Let's continue to ride these guys out and see if they can cut the lead down, which obviously didn't, and the game went the way that it went. But when you see a 0-0-0-0 in the minutes column next to Zach LaVine's name, it's going to get attention. And as Kyle pointed out a few minutes ago, I don't know that Zach LaVine has a memorable moment as a Sacramento King. I know DeMar does. DeMar has a couple. I don't think that Zach does. Now, admittedly, Zach's time as a Sacramento King is it's relatively short. You know, we're probably talking 30 games, 30-something games for Zach LaVine. But he isn't the best player in the fourth quarter, and that's been a rap that's followed him for a really long time. But 14 games into the season, we're trying to figure out how to fix all of this. And we've got all of this pressure on Keegan Murray for his return. And I think one thing that'll be interesting to watch is I feel like with a hand injury, you know, this isn't a foot, this isn't a knee, this isn't a lower body injury, rehab, anything like that. I don't really feel like, and I certainly could be wrong, I don't really feel like you've got to ease into the game. I don't feel like there has to be like minutes restrictions and all of these different things because, again, like it's his hand. So he's been able to do, and I understand that it's not the same, he's been able to do various forms of cardio while being injured. This shouldn't be an issue. So Keegan Murray should have a full-on return. What limits his minutes or maybe causes his minutes to adjust a little bit could be the flow of the game. And do the Sacramento Kings, is this a game like their first one where it is pretty competitive until meaning the first one against Oklahoma City? Is it pretty competitive, you know, until the final 4 minutes or so? Or is it a game like the second one where it's just not competitive? And even in that case, do you want Keegan Murray out there just to get run? I'm not. The pressure on Keegan Murray is probably pretty great, and I think once he returns, we'll realize, man, Keegan's. It's good to have Keegan back. It's not going to make a big difference. And we even acknowledged it'd be pretty amazing if it did. If it really was just the fact that you didn't have a four who could, you know, shoot the ball a little bit and rebound at a good clip. That was the difference in this whole thing. That's what caused what appeared to be lackluster efforts and poor shooting nights and all of these different things. Suddenly the floor is going to spread better all because Keegan Murray's back. And I just don't believe that to be true. I hope it is. I certainly hope this basketball team is better with Keegan Murray's return. I just don't know how much better. And as we mentioned a minute ago, we were talking about the Memphis Grizzlies. That's their opponent coming up on Thursday. Of course, they got Oklahoma City tomorrow, who's 14-1 right now. They've won six in a row, and that prediction for 70-plus wins sure looks really good right now. And that wasn't unique to me. I think there were a lot of people who saw that, but it looks like this team is just laser-focused, even without J-Dub out there. Like, they are locked in and playing basketball at just an incredible level right now. But Memphis is the 11th seed. They're 4-10. This Western Conference right now, the early part of this Western Conference, looks a lot like last year, where 1-8 was, you know, a distinctive number. But once you got to 9-10, it was like, yeah, in reality, Sacramento and Dallas, those were two bad basketball teams. The 9-10 play-in spot were two bad basketball teams. And it sucks that Sacramento got blown out by a bad basketball team, only to watch that bad basketball team get blown out a couple of days later. But Memphis at 4-10, the Clippers at 4-10, Dallas at 4-11, and Sacramento at 3-11. You then have Utah at 5-8, which is probably them winning at a clip that they're not comfortable with. And then a wild card in Portland, who is 6-7. In Portland, I'm not really sure what to make of them. You have Phoenix at 8-6. Now, maybe Phoenix isn't a plus 500 team all year, but they might be able to hover around that 500 mark for a bulk of the season. What they look like if they lose Devin Carter for a couple of games, for a couple of weeks, man, who knows? It seems like everybody, it feels like there is a disproportionate amount of injuries going on in the league right now. We've got Giannis getting an MRI today after the what appeared to be some, I guess, a groin injury yesterday. We know that Wemby is out. I think he'll be reevaluated. I think it's in 7 to 10 days. Maybe it was 10 to 14 days for Wemby. You've got hamstring strains. You got calf strains. You've got the situation going on with Anthony Davis, and Dallas was being heavily scrutinized ever since the Nico Harrison firing. You got all of these things going on in the league. Meanwhile, you've got the Detroit Pistons, who've won 10 in a row. You got Cleveland, who's kind of right back to hovering around the top of the Eastern Conference. You got Denver, who accidentally lost the game last night. Denver wasn't even competitive last night until the fourth quarter. And they've got Christian Brown out for, I think Christian Brown was 4 to 6 weeks, if I remember, which that is a big piece of, like, connective tissue between the starters and the reserves that's missing. And you saw that. You actually saw that a lot last night in Denver's loss. And, of course, again, they turned it on. The Nuggets turned it on late and made that game something, you know, against Chicago. And Chicago, another team, they're just kind of all over the place. Chicago, very, very reminiscent of that first Indiana team the year after the Beam team and the Kings made the playoffs and had that, you know, it was a historic offense here in Sacramento. And then the next year, like, every team in the league blew that offense out of the water, including Indiana, which had the fastest pace in the league. That's what Chicago's teams look like. But if you remember that Indiana team, they were up and down. They weren't winning games because the defense was so bad. That's Chicago last night. That's Chicago period. Chicago won that game last night, 130 to 127. We'll talk a lot more about the Sacramento Kings. We'll talk a lot more basketball as the day progresses. Of course, there was no Kings game last night. No Kings game tonight. So we'll have the opportunity to look ahead and talk a lot. We'll have the opportunity to talk a lot of basketball. And it's always good to talk basketball while you're sipping a glass of Baker Family Wines, whether the rosé is your bag or that that cab that honors Hammer and Hank Aaron, the 755. All of these wines are available. I mean, the whole line of wines are available over at Baker Family Wines, which is right here in West Sacramento. It's on Industrial Boulevard in West Sacramento. You can go by anytime, grab you some bottles. Tasting room is absolutely incredible. You could try the wines before you buy them if you already know what you like, or you just want to gamble a little bit. Head over to the Nugget in Elk Grove, Granite Bay. They've got them at locations in Roseville as well, even select Raley's and Bel Air locations. Just look for the bottle with the baseball stitch on it and the Baker Family Wines logo.
Hello, this is Dusty Baker. Welcome to the family.
And we'll come back with more. It's D'Lo and Casey on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.